Hello, Miss Nasim. Okay, so you guys recorded the voice back to back, so I have to answer them back to back. So I am so worried that I make a mistake again. So I'm so careful about that. Okay, Miss Nasim. So how are you doing? Thank you so much because of the great recording, and I appreciate your ideas. Thank you. And of course, Tony Robbins is one of the people that usually talk about moving our body. He talks about energy all the time. I think he's 50, 50, one, two. I can't remember exactly, but I think that he was over 50. So, but still, he's a big guy. He's a tough dude. He has lots of energy. Even in 50s. So you can see that, yes, he's showing us that how energy can help us. And you said that energy leads to comes from motion, motion comes from our body, and body it's a cycle, right? Everything is connected to each other. So yes, that's right. And back in the history, when we look at things, we can understand that in the past, people were more active. For example, when I look at the restrooms, the bathrooms, the toilet, the people maybe from 14 years ago, okay, they had the toilet in the yard, in the actually in the yard, and it was very far from house. They had to walk to go to the toilet, and it was very far. They had to walk, they had to be active even when they wanted to go to toilet. But right now we have it in our bedroom, okay, or in our dining room or whatever. So it's we are going forward, and we are living to be comfortable. But being comfortable, it's not a good thing, in my opinion. It's not a it's, in some cases, yes, of course, it's a good thing. But if we become so comfortable, we will become fat, we will be passive, and as a result of that, we will get sick, because our body naturally wants to move, wants to stand up, wants to move and walk and do something. It's built to do something. So that's correct. And unfortunately, people don't move these days. We have even the toilets in our bedroom. Okay, so yeah. And back in those days, people usually work from the age 14, 15. But right now, we have some men, their 30s, they're in their 30s, still they're living with their parents. They don't have a job. They blame anything because they don't have a job or something. They won't do anything. Even if they don't have a job, they won't work at home. They won't help their parents at home. Just helping their parents. I'm not saying that, okay, use the internet and do some jobs just like me. No, I'm not saying that. They just sleep all the time, okay? It's really bad, and they go usually check Instagram, Telegram, and different stuff. They're so passive, and I don't know. Maybe in the future, people will become worse, and that's really really upsetting. And I don't want my children to be like this. And I don't want myself to be like this, but sometimes I feel passive, and that's really bad. So we have to unlearn this. We have to change ourselves. We have to jump. We have to move. We have to have some energy, because as I said, yes, sometimes I do meditation. Sometimes I go for a walk and run, go to park, and I jog, and I feel more alive than before. Before this, it's been about maybe 10 days I started to run and do meditation. I feel more alive. than other than you know before that. So it was very bad. I would feel passive as a result of that. You know, my cholesterol went up, and I feel more like a sick person. I'm 23, but I don't feel like a 23 person. I feel like 30 at the moment. But nah, not now. I feel more alive, and I can do more stuffs. So yeah, you are right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't want to talk a lot. I talk a lot. So thank you so much. I hope to hear your last thoughts and give you my own opinions. And I like to hear more of your opinions in my last thoughts. Thank you. Thank you again. I really, really appreciate it. See ya.